You're listening to The Whole Truth, a Resources Rising Stars podcast.
This week, The Whole Truth podcast goes to Queensland. Well, metaphorically speaking, at least. I'm Paul Armstrong. I've just had a chat with Dan Thomas. He's a managing director of Hammer Metals. Hammer's just done a deal which will see it put at least $4 million cash in its bank account almost overnight, with the potential to lift that to $20 million, depending on how things go in the lump of land it's just sold to its neighbour, Carnaby. The money will be used to target its exploration campaign in Queensland, where the company already has a pretty big copper inventory. Dan says it's big enough to press the button on a development project if it chose to, but he makes a very valid point that the upside for shareholders, at least in the short term, comes from the drill bit. They've got numerous prospects to test, the mineralisation is open in several places, and they've already got the rigs turning on the ground. The company's targeting inventory growth in copper, one of the hot metals. It also happens to be in the other hot metal of today, gold, right in the heart of the Greenstone Belt in Western Australia in the Bronzewing region. What a great history Bronzewing has. Dan's targeting gold there, and he's also looking for some sniffs of lithium. Lithium might not be the flavour of the month, but as we know in this game, everything is new again at some point. Dan is a fantastic bloke. He's got a long history in business development and played a key role in the growth of Sandfire Resources, so he knows how to make money for shareholders through copper exploration and development. He takes us through what they're doing in Mount Isa and where they're up to in Western Australia. I think you'll really enjoy this episode from a company that is looking to make money from drilling holes, looking for copper and gold in Australia. Dan, you're armed and dangerous. You've just done a deal to put $9 million in the bank. Tell us about what it involves and how you came to this point.
Yeah, Paul. The transaction that you referenced there is a sale of three sub-blocks around the Mount Hope area. So those blocks immediately surround Carnaby Resources' Mount Hope deposit. Those particular blocks, as I say, adjoin that tenement. We've had some exploration success there ourselves. 25 metres at 2.5%, so there's some mineralisation on that property. You're right, we're selling those blocks, a 70% interest in those blocks for $4 million cash up front and a share component of approximately $5 million. There's some ongoing payments there should the project succeed and continue on. So at a financial investment decision around the Mount Hope Central deposit, there's a further $5 million payable. And should any of the deposits on those three sub-blocks be mined or underground at Mount Hope on those particular tenements we're selling, there'll be a further $6 million payment.
So you've got at least $4 million in your bank account from day one, as soon as this settles. The question becomes, what are you going to do with the money?
Yeah, it's a great question. Last year, we raised $3.7 million, and with the $3.7 million last year, we had a JORC increase at Kalman, our prize asset in the Mount Isa region, and we put out a significant increase in that mineral inventory there, some 40% increase. In addition to that, we explored three targets, one of which was South Hope at the Mount Hope area, then two other high-ranking prospects at Mascot, just 5 kilometres away from Mount Hope, delivered 50 metres at plus 1% copper. In addition to that, we've got this fantastic target up the northern part of our portfolio at a prospect called Hardway. We had multiple intersections there last year in excess of 30 metres at greater than 1%. So we'll be looking forward to getting back up to those particular prospects this year and drilling them out further, looking to increase the mineral inventory that we have in the Mount Isa region.
So what's the game plan here, Dan? You're building a sizable inventory, but spread across several deposits. You're looking at a production hub scenario.
Yeah, very much so. So we're located in prime tier one mining district in Mount Isa, in between Mount Isa and Cloncurry. And exactly where we're located, we're a little bit isolated from infrastructure there. So we certainly are looking at a production hub scenario around Kalman. Kalman's a great deposit in its own right. It's 40 million tonnes at 1.1% copper equivalent, which lends itself to setting itself up as that production base. We're exploring mineral systems in and around there. So Hardway is just 25 kilometres to the north. Mascot's just 20 kilometres to the southeast. Those particular deposits will all contribute mineral inventory to that central processing type facility. So that's certainly the model. It's a very well endowed region, as we've seen with recent discoveries in the area. We think there's a lot more mineral inventory to be had here. And we think that ability to process at a central facility will not only bring in the deposits that we find, but potentially others in the region.
So looking at, you've got the money in the bank, you've got a sizable 500,000 tonne resource as it stands. You're sort of well down the path to having the scale you need, but obviously you want to grow that a bit more to justify the investment that it would take in the processing infrastructure and the like. What are you going to do over the next 6 months to sort of advance that and create value for shareholders?
Yeah, it's a very interesting aspect. I think the size scale is already within the region. I think we already have the inventory there to advance our projects. If I look at the Kelman deposit, it's the same size resource as what Mod Resources had in Botswana when Sandfire acquired that project for some $160 million. We've got the same mineral inventory, the same typical copper equivalent grade in that particular resource, same strip ratio. So the economics of it should look very, very similar. What are we doing and why are we looking for more mineral inventory in the region? We think there's more to be had. We think there's a lot more value for our shareholders through exploration success rather than simply marching down the phase of development and study phases. So this money will go towards the continued exploration in the region. We think there's some great hits to be had there. I think the general thesis around the copper price environment at the moment is only going to get better, and we want to be at the forefront of good mineral discoveries and heading towards that development pathway when we see this. I think there'll be an explosion in copper prices in the coming 12 to 24 months.
I mean, that plan to focus on growing the inventory would be music to shareholders' ears, wouldn't it? I mean, as you say, that's where in the short term at least, that's where the value uplift is for shareholders, particularly if you've got warm prospects. So do you have detailed drilling plans? You get about to start. Has there been much rain up there?
There has been a bit of rain. Funnily enough, we've actually been drilling there over the past 2 weeks. So the rain hasn't affected our movement or our particular work program in the region just yet. We have seen some industry players there cop some of that rain and more significant rain than others, but we're unaffected. We've been drilling as part of our Mount Isa East joint venture with Sumitomo Metal Mining, so that'll be some interesting results over the next 4 to 6 weeks. And we've also been back drilling some reverse circulation at the Hardway prospect. We're readying that prospect for some diamond drilling. Seen some lovely mineralisation in the top 100 metres there, close to surface. We haven't really tested that system at depth to any extent, so we'll be putting in some diamond drill holes there as part of an upcoming program commencing in May. So that's first cap off the rank for this year.
And have you committed to a resource update timetable, or you really just sort of want to see how this drilling goes?
We will see how this drilling goes at the moment. We do have an internal working calculation on what might be at Hardway, and we think that's a prospect that could come into a JORC resource this year. The increase we saw at Kelman last year was substantial. I mentioned that 40% increase in metal inventory. The next steps at Kelman really are focused on metallurgy and getting that project ready to put through a scoping study. So the immediate plan at the moment is looking at the mineral inventory at Hardway and going from there, in addition to testing some of the prospects that we have in the region. The prospect at Overland looks really interesting. We're still only 38 drill holes into that particular prospect, lots of mineralisation, two small JORC resources there. Plenty of prospects on the go in Mount Isa.
Now, in the deal that you've just done with Carnaby to offload a slice of your interests next to them, you refer in your release to that by saying this makes sense for the industry, some sort of consolidation. It means Carnaby can get on with their exploration program, you know, less constrained, and ultimately everyone's a winner. Do you see a similar upside in a consolidation around your region? Is there scope to sort of start pooling some of these resources?
Absolutely, and I think now's the right time to be thinking about it and looking at it. As you mentioned, this particular transaction with Carnaby, I think reading their announcement, their open pit development there can go from 90 metres of depth through to 170 metres of depth by having the excess land to develop into. That's ultimately good for our project there. There looks like some mineralisation very close to the boundary. That mineralisation will be caught up in an open pit development. We think that that makes sense not only for them but also for us in retaining that 30% economic benefit. I think when you look more broadly around the area, there's lots of opportunities for these smaller types of projects to be combined together into something more meaningful. And I think the current situation within the market that we see, which is a lack of liquidity, a lack of strong investment thesis through that area, will force companies to look at alternate ways to raise capital, much like we have with this transaction. And there becomes the opportunity for multiple of these projects to be combined together into something more significant and ultimately generating wealth for the shareholders of these companies in a non-typical way.
Yeah, and so what happens to these results? You're going to try and process them into, as you say, ultimately aiming for a for a greater inventory. But would you, in parallel, keep advancing the economics of these things, assessing at what, where's the tipping point in terms of development scenario?
I think that the tipping point really for us is the size and market capitalisation to allow us to dilute our shareholders in a non-significant manner to advance these projects. We don't want to give away half of the company to get to a scoping study, for instance. So when we have this exploration success, hopefully that will give us the, you know, the increase in market capitalisation to allow us to become more aggressive with the raising and with the, ultimately with the development of a project. But at the moment, that's not on the agenda. The agenda is to find more mineral inventory to increase the excitement in the region, which we've seen with our neighbours and we've seen with ourselves historically. So we've got no doubt that will come. But I think for now that the focus really is on finding more mineral inventory.
And, of course, the bigger inventory you've got, Dan, the more chance there is that someone will want Hammer to be part of their consolidation plan, whether that's a merger of some description or a straight takeover. But the bigger the scale, the greater say you have in how that unfolds.
Exactly, exactly. We have the largest mineral inventory within the district in which we're operating at the moment, so over 500,000 tonnes of contained copper are in a good position.
Okay, and just switching states just quickly to give investors an idea of the fact that you're also pretty active in Western Australia. Gold is very much flavour of the month, and you're in an area, the Bronzewing area, the Bronzewing South area to be precise. It's pretty hot greenstone territory. It's got a great track record. How do you see your area there playing out?
I'd like to think we've got an envy of choice to choose from in terms of our geological targets. We are a geologically passionate company, and our focus is on exploring great targets. In Western Australia, we have some particularly good gold targets there, and we had some great exploration results going back to 2021. In the depths of COVID, when everyone was quite interested in gold exploration, we were up there exploring, we uncovered some good results. And we did morph the program to be Queensland-centric and Queensland-focused, but we've just completed our first drilling program back in Western Australia in a number of years. Those targets focused twofold. One was on the gold exploration potential around target one, where we've seen some historic results, 8 metres at 6 grams per tonne, 8 at 5.5, looking really interesting, quite shallow, just to the north of Northern Stars, a really your operation there. So we're looking to convert that into a resource through this program. It'll be relatively conservative, it'll be relatively small, but nonetheless a good time to have a gold resource in the market. In addition to that gold work, we've also tested some highly promising lithium targets sitting opposite Kathleen Valley, some 40 kilometres away on the other side of the granite unit there. Some really interesting geochemistry. It's got the geologists pretty intrigued. We'll wait and see what those assay results turn up, and we expect them through in the next fortnight.
So you've certainly got all the pieces of the jigsaw coming together, haven't you, Dan? You've got the money, partly courtesy of the deal you've just done, and perhaps some more, another big chunk to come out of that deal as well. In addition, you've got a great address right in one of the hot copper regions of Australia around Mount Isa, so and a substantial inventory there. Gold in Western Australia and Bronzewing, another great address. So you've got the two medals that are very much flavour of the month, the two addresses that are right up there and on the top of the list from a geological perspective. It's really coming together pretty fast. Do you think that the next 6 months would be an opportunity to say, hey, this is our time to make hay for shareholders?
Absolutely it is. I think when I look at the market and I reflect on my experience as a business development person in a copper business, the best time to look for assets and to buy assets is when they're cheap and when no one else is really looking at them and no one else is after them. I'm intrigued at the lack of interest in copper assets globally at the moment. Everyone wants a project that's ready to produce. Those projects just don't exist anymore. So you've got to find your way through the value chain looking for opportunities. And I think the projects such as ours in Mount Isa are the ones that come up the value chain when people start to look for these opportunities. And I liken that for our shareholders as well. When you're looking for opportunities in the market, they become, at a time, they become cheap relative to other projects out there. So if you want gold and you want copper exposure in two great districts, as you mentioned, people could do a lot worse than having a good look at Hammer and what we've got on the agenda for the coming 6 months.
Fantastic, Dan. Thanks for your time. I think it's a pretty fast-moving story. You're armed and dangerous with the money. You've got the addresses. You've got the inventory. And you're doing the drilling. So that's how people make money out of exploration. All the best, and we'll track you down in a few months for an update.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul.
You've been listening to The Whole Truth, a Resources Rising Stars podcast produced by Resource Media, hosted by Paul Armstrong for Reed Corporate. Please note that Reed Corporate does not provide investment advice, and investors should seek personalised advice before making any investment decisions.